We're here at the National Farm Machinery Show, and with me is Vicki Glass. And Vicki is your public relations?
I'm Vice President of Media and Public Relations for the Kentucky State Fair Board.
All right, and we're going to take a little walk here through the National Farm Machinery Show, and Vicki's going to tell us a little bit about the show and just what we're looking at here. Vicki, why don't we just start? Why don't you tell us a little bit about the history of the National Farm Machinery Show?
This is the 44th National Farm Machinery Show, and of course, when it started back in the day in the 60s, mostly people would come and just view equipment. Now it's technology. The greatest in alternative energy, that's all on display, and new product launches, you name it. We have 1.2 million square feet of exhibit space, and it's all under one roof. And of course, as you can see coming up here with the John Deere, we still have the large tractors, and that still is quite a draw, especially for kids. They love to get up in those big tractors and get their picture taken, and the wheels are actually taller than they are. I actually saw a piece of John Deere equipment that was at least twice as wide as my house this morning. So it's something for everybody, but it draws farmers and their families from across the United States. In fact, on my way in this morning, the truck in front of me had Ontario license plates. So it just is a show that year after year keeps bringing people back.
And now, how many exhibitors do you have here?
This year, we have a total of 300,000 exhibitors and attendees. So we have actually been sold out for more than 2 months as far as exhibitors go and have people on a waiting list. So with the economy as it is, you might not expect that, but that has been the case. We're very pleased to have that much interest continue year after year.
Well, that is what has impressed me, I think, this year, is to see how big the crowd is, even though, you know, we just hear about the economy every day, how bad it is, but it doesn't seem like you've really taken a hit here with this show.
No, the show actually has an economic impact for the state and the city of more than $15 million. So that is terrific, and it also fills up the hotels, fills up the restaurants in the evening. Of course, we hope that people will at least one night while they're here go to the championship tractor pull, which was I've never seen it, and I look forward to it for the first time. It's the nation's oldest indoor tractor pull with some of the best drivers and their power pulling machines. So that's a draw. But people, you know, go out to eat. They have to eat. They stay in the hotels. It's just a big economic impact for the city and for the Commonwealth, and it's bar none.
Now, the show itself, though, is free for the attendees, right?
It is free, and they only have to pay for parking, which is $6, so you can't beat that.
Yeah, it seems like it. And I guess maybe the fact that gas is down is helping your attendance as well this year?
We were concerned when gas got so high in the summer that it would affect some of our shows, but we even found that with the fare that we, of course, runs in the summer, it didn't affect it too badly. I think we have people that are traditional. Every year they come to the some of our shows, whether it be the Kentucky State Fair, this show, the Livestock Expo. They are true diehard fans of our shows. But this one in particular, this one, having sold out our exhibit space 2 months ago, tells you that we really have a fan base, I guess you could say.
And now, how many days is the show?
The show is 4 days. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the tractor pull is each night, and it also shows at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So that is being sponsored by Syngenta. That's the tractor pull show sponsor. Mm-hmm. And they are all competing for more than $200,000 in prize money. And I was watching over the last few days as they have set up what used to be a concrete floor in one of our larger areas of the exhibit hall, and it's now a dirt floor. So it was interesting for to watch them bring in the dirt. It was like a mother's worst nightmare.
And you do get a quite an age range here. I've noticed young people, older people, families. So you get quite an array of people.
There are a lot of people. I've noticed the strollers, and I've also noticed some people walking with canes. Like you said, it's just a wide array of people and mostly farming families, and they're from all over the United States, as we said. And you know, they've come for the 4 days, and they plan to stay here. And just it really almost is so much to see that you have to take it all in 4 days.
All right. Thank you very much, Vicki.
You're welcome.